This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. FBI Director James Comey says that agents have reviewed all the communications that were to or from Hillary Clinton that were part of newly discovered emails. Comey sent a letter to Congress Sunday informing them that the FBI has not changed our conclusions from earlier this year, that she should not face charges. Clinton campaign spokeswoman Jennifer Palmieri says the campaign is pleased with the FBI director's statement.
We're glad to see that as we were, that he has found, as we were confident that he would, that he has confirmed the conclusions that he really reached in July, and we're glad that this matter is resolved.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says Clinton is getting away with a lot.
She's protected by a rigged system. She shouldn't even be allowed to run for president, I'll tell you right now. She is the most corrupt person ever to seek the presidency of the United States.
Delaware State Police say one person has been critically injured after an apparatus used to launch pumpkins into the air exploded. The incident occurred today at the Pumpkin Chunkin' Contest in Bridgeville. That's about 40 miles south of Dover. Contestants launch pumpkins with a variety of homemade contraptions. A New Jersey man being sought as a person of interest in a weekend knife attack at a Newark home that left two children and a woman dead. Police are searching for 26-year-old Jeremy Arrington in their investigation of the attack that also left three people injured. Authorities say Arrington has not been charged in the stabbings, but he's also wanted on charges of sexual assault and aggravated assault for an unrelated incident that happened last month. The average price of gasoline has inched up about a penny over the past 2 weeks to $2.26 for regular. Industry analyst Shelby Lundberg says the price increase came despite a dramatic drop in crude oil prices. Lundberg says refiners and retailers kept the margins from oil price cuts to recover from previous losses. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You're hearing here for Relief Factor. I encourage you to give it a try. It's all about getting rid of the inflammation in your body. If you're tired of having your back just ache and ache, your ankles do the same, your toes throb, your knees rebel, you need to go to ReliefFactor.com right now and give it a try. It is nature's pharmacy, packaged in an easy-to-use group of supplements that make all the difference in the world. Put down the Aleve, put down the ibuprofen, pick up ReliefFactor.com. Nature's got an apothecary of everything you need to fight inflammation. Don't take those over the counters. They're bad for you. You can't take them every single day. You can, however, take ReliefFactor.com. You'll find detailed product information at ReliefFactor.com and you get your first order at $19.95. Watch and look at all of the listener testimonials that have come in. ReliefFactor.com wants you to give it a try. Learn more about the product and their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. And come one day closer to inflammation-free living. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
A troubling incident in Washington yesterday.
A man with a firearm walking near the White House Saturday afternoon led authorities to briefly lock down the property as a precaution. A uniformed Secret Service officer confronted the suspect as he walked along Pennsylvania Avenue near Madison Place on the eastern side of Lafayette Park. After a brief struggle, the man was placed under arrest and turned over to local police, where he faces several charges, including carrying a firearm without a license, carrying unregistered ammunition, and resisting arrest. The president was not at the White House at the time. He was playing golf at Andrews Air Force Base. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Police in Utah say a suburban Salt Lake City officer was deploying tire spikes when he was struck and killed by a stolen vehicle. West Valley City Police say 25-year-old Officer Cody Brotherson was standing outside his vehicle when he was hit this morning. He died at the scene. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Authorities in Mexico say deforestation caused by the expansion of avocado orchards is much higher than previously thought.
The Attorney General's Office for Environmental Protection says that almost 50,000 acres of forest land are converted to agricultural uses each year in the western state of Michoacán, the world's top producer of the fruit. The head of the Michoacán office says between 30 and 40% of the forest land loss is due to avocados, or 15,000 to 20,000 acres annually. Authorities have begun meetings with avocado producers to address the problem.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The Ohio City of Franklin plans to honor three police officers and a dispatcher for the compassion they showed in response to a 7-year-old boy trying to sell a stuffed animal to buy food. Officer Steve Dunham, Amanda Myers, and Kyle O'Neill, and dispatcher Lindsay Alvarez will receive the Police Exemplary Performance Award tomorrow. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, tomorrow's the day if we're going to get this country back on track, and the voice of the people is ready to be pronounced and to do something to get us back on track. 7 out of 10 of us agree that we are on the wrong track. So now what are we going to do about it? Well, tomorrow will be the telling day. It will be the final statement that we will be able to make to the status quo and to the elites and the establishment that have run our country into a humongous ditch. But we set that aside for a moment and make room to honor those vets who have served our country. And when you think about the number of vets that have been involved in, I think, Bruce Kaufman, we have I'm not sure how many. It's down to thousands now, a mere thousands of survivors from World War II. And I think we may have lost our last veteran from World War I. You'd probably know better. But Bruce Kaufman is with us, so he'll straighten us all out. Award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Bruce, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing good, Bill. Always great to be on the show.
Yeah. So relevant to the numbers, I mean, we continue to lose our vets, our heroes of the past. We've got heroes of the present involved in the current conflicts that we have around the world that are fighting the good fight on our behalf. And today is a good day to pause. And maybe it's perfect the way it landed this year, you know, right before Election Day. What do you think?
Yeah, somewhat of a... the timing is, I would say, very interesting. I don't know about perfect, but the timing is certainly interesting because we're heading into an historic election. There's no question about that.
Yeah, and the thing is, Bruce, is that both sides equally feel that they're fighting for the mere survival of the republic. I mean, equally and passionately. They feel this way. So, boy, I'll tell you, we're at a definite crossroads here, because no matter who wins, the other side is going to be very upset.
Yeah, no matter who wins, the other side is going to be very upset. And my guess is that Hillary Clinton is going to win this election. My hope is that she does not win it with a mandate, that it's a very close election. Therefore, she will not walk into the White House thinking she has a mandate to increasing our taxes, increase the spending, and increase the regulations on our small businesses and so on. So if she does win, and I'm guessing that she is, although, again, Bill, the race has tightened a little bit recently. The polls are showing that. And I think it's interesting, you and I have talked about this, that this is a unique election in the sense that since both candidates are among the most disliked and distrusted in our history, when the spotlight is on one of those candidates, their polls go down. And Trump, when the spotlight is on Hillary, the polls go down. When the spotlight is on Trump, his polls go down.
Exactly.
So for the last week, of course, the spotlight has been on Hillary with Comey, FBI director, restarting that investigation of her emails. He's now decided there's nothing to that, but still it reminds the voters of that issue. And all, some of the WikiLeaks stuff going on, the spotlight has been on Hillary for the last 5 or 6 days, and as a result, I think the race has tightened. And the reason is, of course, is because Hillary's whole campaign has not been about her, but about Trump. Now
right.
that it's been on her again, it's tightening. I still think that she wins the election.
Well, she has... She has a lot of infrastructure, and I think this is one of the things that I have repeatedly said about Trump, is that you would have thought he would learn his lesson in the primaries, because I think Ted Cruz ate his lunch a couple times, because there were certain things, certain nuances about running a presidential campaign, whether it's a primary or running anything political, that he didn't understand. I mean, he's a greenie. I mean, you know, this is not his business. I mean, if there was a race to build a multi-story building, you know, odds on would be in Trump, I would think. By comparison, this is a whole different ballgame. You know, we'll see if the movement that he has ignited has enough staying power, and you know, we'll see what happens there. But like you say, people, what I am anecdotally discovering is that even when they go to pull the lever, it's almost like a last second choice. I mean, they're going into the booth still not knowing who they're going to vote for, and then it's the last second they're pulling the lever for one over the other. I mean, the voters are quite conflicted as well, Bruce.
Yeah, they are, which is why I think that even though I believe Hillary will end up winning this thing, no one knows for sure. The polls
yeah.
don't know. I mean, every poll I look at, it's the numbers are different. So, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I think that there's so many undecideds right now walking into the voting booth and then deciding at the last second. So obviously no poll can predict that.
Right. And then, you know, and I don't know, you know, some people have resisted the inference to Brexit. And I only reference it because, you know, it happened in Europe not that long ago where polls misunderstood the electorate and they had it absolutely upside down. So I don't know if that effect goes on. Of course, in a couple of days, we'll be able to look in the rearview mirror and everybody will have their analysis of why, you know, why it happened that way. And how they told everybody it was going to be that way, right?
Right, the 2020 hindsight vision, absolutely.
Exactly. Well, you know, we'll, like I said, we'll see how this plays out. And you know, Comey in and out, and you know, and of course he just brings to you know more questions. You know, it took them how long to look through 30,000 emails, and now somehow in a very short period of time, I think less than 10 days. They're able to, you know, go through 650,000 emails. How'd they do that?
That's, you know what, that's a very good question, Bill, and one that has certainly crossed my mind. How the heck did they get through 650,000 emails and determine that there's nothing new there in 3 or 4 days? It's an
right.
excellent question, one I've asked myself a couple of times.
Well, yeah, it's just, and again, it's not the situation you're sitting there cheering. I'm not cheering on, you know, for Hillary. I mean, obviously, I have my differences. I have my grave doubts about her. I have a really difficult time there. The Democratic Party's platform is antithetical to the things that I believe. You know, but you know, here it is. We've got a candidate for the presidency. And, you know, institutions that should be vetting and making sure that we have the best to offer. It's like, what happened? Are they MIA here? Or, you know, what's going on? Why are these even, you know, topics of discussion, you know, days before a national election that's turning the election upside down? So, you know, you talk about things being rigged. And I say, well, OK, well, what's your definition of rig? You know, and we talk about the influence, outside influences, and what is your definition of these outside influences? I mean, we've had a lot of tentacles, whether it's, you know, supposedly the Russians, Julian Assange, Veritas, you know, we've had the mainstream media do just the opposite. It's like they backed away and found a candidate and have supported the candidate. Now, how has that helped the voter electorate?
doesn't help it at all. Also, can we also mention that the Justice Department has been thwarting the FBI in its investigation on every turn?
See, all that is complicit in this. So when you think about the craziness of it, is it any wonder? I mean, our institutions are unhinged. They're just not doing the jobs that they should be doing, Bruce, in my humble opinion. Well, it's Veterans Day 2016. We are going to talk Veterans Day. We're going to look at it historically when we come back with our favorite historian, Bruce Kaufman, award-winning syndicated columnist right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, ladies and gentlemen. That's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We come to you Monday through Friday, 3 hours every day. And I've got Bruce Kaufman with us, our favorite historian, talking about Veterans Day. Bruce, once again, establishments are going all out. Restaurants are offering discounts, free meals. I mean, it is amazing, once again, how the community can come together and honor those that have served this country. You know, it's just a wonderful gesture.
It absolutely is. And, you know, our soldiers, our military personnel are the one institution in this country that we can all rally around. There's really no fundamental disagreement on their role in our lives and their role in defending this country. So absolutely, they deserve every single accolade, every single gesture that we can extend to them, including our heartfelt thanks for all they've done to keep this country safe and secure.
Well, exactly. And if you'd like more information, you can go to Legion, you know, legion.org /Veterans Day, and they'll give you a list of the Veterans Day discounts and, you know, the people. I know a lot of vets, they're so humble, Bruce. They, you know, it's not that they're taking advantage. It's just that the people want to honor them. This is their way of honoring, you know, vets for what they have done in support of freedom in this country.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. And the one thing that I would like to point out, though, is that the current administration, and I'm afraid this may end up being the same in the next administration if Hillary is the president, we have badly neglected our military in this country in terms of spending, in terms of support. I always love it. I've been to a lot of baseball games this summer, and we always stand up to honor, you know, to honor and thank the members of our armed services who are at the game for their support. They stand up. We all applaud them. We all stand up, take off our hats, and all of that. But I just wonder sometimes if this is a little bit after the fact, when we should be spending more money supporting them, training them, giving the proper equipment to defend our country, and that's not happening.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and we set ourselves up. We had a conversation with Commander Charles Schmidt with the American Legion. He is the national commander, and talking about, you know, where we are. I mean, that, you know, our military has been so decimated. And you and I have discussed this before, Bruce, because this happened after 9/11. You know, we were attacked. We needed to respond. And we sent our men and women overseas under-equipped and under-supplied. I mean, that is amazing that a country like ours would do this to our heroes.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, there was a National Defense Council report, bipartisan report, that said that we are now less secure than we were 20 years ago. And even then, 9/11, we did not have adequate military personnel or service or training or spending. That's absolutely the case. And so that has to change, Bill. That has to be the highest priority, or one of the highest priorities of whoever is our next president.
Now, Bruce, veterans, I don't know why there's a little bit of conflict on the schedule. I don't want to confuse people regarding Veterans Day, because I heard in some cases it was being celebrated today. Maybe there's some observations that are going on. But officially, this year, is it November the 11th, Friday?
It's Friday. It's always November 11th, Bill. It was
okay.
The reason it's November 11th is because on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918, Germany surrendered and therefore ended World War One. And so we have celebrated. It was called Armistice Day. It
yes.
was not a national holiday. But the year after, on November 11th, 1919, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed Armistice Day as a day of observance.
Mm-hmm.
In 1936, Congress finally passed legislation making November 11th, okay, each year a legal holiday. And then, just a long story short here, after World War II, because Armistice Day at the time only observed those who died in World War I. That was mm-hmm. The observance was only for those who died, not those who fought in World War I, just those who died.
Right.
After World War II, there was a soldier by the name of Raymond Weeks, and he started this movement to have it, first of all, change from Armistice Day to Veterans Day, and second of all, to honor all of our soldiers, living and dead, who had fought in all of our wars. And he petitioned the Supreme Allied Commander at that time, Dwight Eisenhower, to see if there's anything he could do about that. Eisenhower thought it was a wonderful idea.
Exactly.
But until he became president, there wasn't much he could do about it. But in 1954, he signed legislation that made November 11th a national holiday of all veterans, living and dead, of all of our wars, and it was changed to Veterans Day.
Well, it's good that we bring it to light early. I'm one for celebrating and memorializing things that deserve more than one day, and certainly Veterans Day would qualify for that, in my humble opinion, not just because I'm a vet. I just think that, those have given so many, and today, you and I have had this discussion before. What do we have? You know, less than 2% of the American population has participated in anything, by way of the military?
Yeah, it's a very small number, Bill. There's no question about that.
Well, and some would argue, well, that's because we didn't, we no longer, have conscription. The draft isn't in play. But I still believe there has to be some consideration for people to have skin in the game. I mean, to go out there, understand what this country is all about. And something about being in the military, it helps you. I mean, it helps you understand and appreciate why when the flag passes by, you salute, you put your hand over your heart, you respect the flag. You're not disrespecting the flag and what it stands for, because you stand alongside it because you've been there and done that. And then you'll join the rest of us that grieve when you see people disrespect and, at ball games they're moving around and acting like they can't wait for just a second while our flag and our country is being honored. And along with that, the inference is we're honoring the people that have defended it. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. There's no question about it. I just really quick, Bill, want to point out something that I wrote about a couple of weeks ago, and that is that right now there's a crisis in terms of the veterans in our country who are committing suicide.
Yes.
Okay? 20 veterans commit suicide every day. Most of them are Vietnam vets for obvious reasons. There are more Vietnam vets, and also that was a much more traumatic war for Vietnam vets than all the other wars, because when they came back from that war, they weren't honored. They were spit upon, cursed, and whatever. And Representative David Young of Iowa, what they found out was that hotline, a lot of times people that's considering committing suicide or wanting to talk to someone about it, their calls were not being answered. They were going to voicemail and were never returned.
Oh, wow.
And so David Young of Iowa introduced legislation called the No Veterans Crisis Line Should Go Unanswered Act, in which it mandated, okay, that crisis center responders are there to answer a dedicated phone number 24/7. Okay, it passed in the House 360-0 unanimously.
Mm-hmm.
And then Harry Reid, I'm so happy to see he's retiring, the former Senate Majority Leader, refused to let the bill come to the floor.
How do you stop that? How do you do? I mean, what are you thinking, to somehow justify it? Was it loaded with some other, things that were, pro-Republican or something?
I mean, not to my knowledge, but he never got to the floor for a vote. Unanimously passed in the House, Bill. Never got the vote. And this, we're talking about people who've, as you and I have just discussed, and we've discussed it before, people who were injured, died, people who were fought in the service of our country. Vietnam War is an unpopular war. When those people came back, they were unpopular through no fault of their own.
Yes, okay? Exactly.
And now
their only fault was they answered the call and went to protect our freedoms.
And we need to pay them back, Bill.
Yeah, this is, this is beyond disgusting. I had not heard about Harry Reid thwarting the passing of that bill. I mean, we're beyond reasonableness. Is it any wonder why there is such a bitterness and discontentment that has been ravaging the very soul of our country, Bruce?
Yeah, and is reflected in this election, Bill.
Without a doubt. Bruce Kaufman, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Bruce, a couple of seconds real quick. How can they be in touch with you?
HistoryLessons.net, Bill. Go on there. You can sign up for my column, and you can explore the website, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. I think you will. They will.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle my throat, Sassandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, coming at you 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, this past week, President Obama tried to pour cold water on evidence that the State Department had pressured the FBI not to classify one email in former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's archive. Now, one day after the FBI released notes in which one unidentified bureau official said they had been offered a quid pro quo to not classify the email, and Obama dismisses the concern as, it's just pure speculation, okay? Well, I think you've heard directly from both the FBI, and I'm quoting him now, from both the FBI and the State Department that the notion or the accounts that have been put out there are just not true, end quote. This is what our president had to say at a press conference at the White House Rose Garden. So, so what is it? Is it quid pro quo, or is it just looking like a duck and talking like a duck? Well, the duck expert himself is Jeffrey Stevens, and he's with us right now, a 2016 political commentator, contributor to thedailysurge.com, and author of Rogue Mission, a Jordan Sander thriller. Jeff, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Boy, it's like America. We're just a bunch of mushrooms here, kept in the dark, And meanwhile, we just keep getting all this manure spread on by this administration. And what we're told is this next coming administration, who is already, you know, picking out the drapes and the color schemes of the Oval Office, says, hey, look, it was so good the last 8 years. We're just going to keep it coming. Why not?
Yeah. Sad but true. The thing you bring up, though, it's remarkable because if you offer somebody this for that, that's what quid pro quo is, right? I mean, that's,
yes.
You know, it was an offer. If you do this, I'll give you these postings overseas and so forth. If someone believed, if Patrick Kennedy or someone else believed on behalf of Hillary Clinton that this particular message should be declassified, what would you logically do? You'd write a memo. You'd send an email. You'd say, I think this should be declassified for some reason because it's already in the public knowledge, because too many people without clearance have seen it. Something. Make an argument.
Mm-hmm.
No such communication exists. The only communication was, if you declassify this, I'll do that for you. It's
right.
Ridiculous.
Exactly. Well, and of course, this is just the start, Jeffrey, of the disruption, the force that is shaking the very foundation of the FBI. You've got kind of an inside-out movement where agents, boy, I'll tell you, you know, when you're there with the FBI, there is such a, my understanding at least, is there's such a high sense of integrity there. And to see this unraveling, this is quite disturbing for them.
It really is. There is tremendous integrity. And let's remember, I mean, people tend to forget because this administration has so blurred the lines, Bill. The FBI is the national police force. It's the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So it's just like if I knew someone had, let's say my home was burglarized. I call the police come and they investigate. Then they find a suspect. The police don't decide whether to prosecute the suspect. The DA's office then does it. I mean, people watch all these programs on TV. Everybody knows
right,
how
exactly.
The system works.
Yes.
In this case, the FBI investigated Hillary Clinton and what she had done, and then unbelievably, Comey comes out and says, and therefore we see no basis for prosecution. But it's not his call. It's the Department of Justice call. So there's not only unhappiness within the ranks of the FBI, but within the DOJ, people who are career lawyers there, not people who are going to do the bidding of Loretta Lynch, but people who believe in the integrity of the system are saying he had no right to make that judgment, and Loretta Lynch didn't have the right to make a deal with Bill Clinton on the tarmac.
Exactly.
This is something we should review.
Right.
And the law involved on top of all of this clearly states that if you are grossly negligent in the mishandling of classified information, you're guilty of a crime. There is no requirement that you prove intent. It's one of those unusual statutes in that regard because what's at stake is so important that you don't have to prove intent. So they already found her to be grossly negligent. Why did they not prosecute?
Mm-hmm. So what happened to Comey? Did he get did he draw out the short stick much like Susan Rice did? You know, because as you say, you know, clearly Loretta Lynch needed to be the one to make the statement. I mean, subsequently she did, but still right then, why should he be the one to take the bullet for the team?
Yeah, you know, I don't know why he did. You know, I actually think Comey is a man of integrity, and that's why this really breaks my heart to see somebody in that position, somebody with that background, with that career, come out and make a statement like that. Now, the word is, and again, I have no basis other than I've heard rumors, he was concerned. He didn't want to be in the position of heading an investigation that led to the indictment of the candidate for one of the two major parties in this country because it would have created an unprecedented mess.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a good enough reason not to do your job. I'm sorry. He should have left it to the Department of Justice. And now we've got a situation where this election, we're in the stretch run now. Maybe we're in the clubhouse turn, let's say, the stretch run
right.
Next week. But they're already talking like Hillary Clinton's gotten elected, and the Republicans are already talking about indicting her after she gets into office.
Yeah, it's a total mess. I mean, that's what I was saying earlier, that Donald Trump's talking about his first 100 days of the ideas that he has, for his presidency, and Hillary Clinton is lining up lawyers to defend herself because they're gonna come after her, big time. There's no doubt about it.
Is the sad truth.
Right. And, because because the people didn't do their job, including James Comey. And it's sad because a lot of people, you know, before they would characterize Comey as being a man of integrity. And that was always the first thing you heard about James Comey. But you don't hear that now. So he's really his brass is rather burnished right now.
Yeah. And as you say, this is a reflection on this entire administration, what they've done and the way they've, as you said, left us in the dark. Or when things come out, they just fluff it aside. That doesn't mean anything. It's okay. After all, Hillary's out there with Michelle on the campaign trail. That's what we should focus on.
Right.
And let's talk about Trump's girlfriends as if that's important.
Right.
I don't get it.
Well, Jeffrey, they're pulling the strings here on this investigation. Are they afraid? And this is what I sense, too. What's stopping them is that they know if they see this through, it goes to the Oval Office. You know, the White
That's
House
right.
is implicated here. I mean, the president, you know, I mean, he knew Hillary Clinton had a private server. He even used a pseudonym. I mean, they're all complicit. I mean, this is one big, humongous cabal. And she's Secretary of State. He had to know what's been going on. Who knows? Maybe later on we'll find out that he's got a prestigious position in the Clinton Global Initiative or the foundation or something. I don't know. Because there's even suggestion that Comey has gotten money from the Clinton Foundation.
You know, I haven't seen any evidence of that, and I know the rumors are rampant right now. What I do agree with you about, however, is that this goes to the top. I mean, you're the president. The buck stops here, as Harry Truman would say. You can't pretend you didn't know what was going on. When Hillary Clinton got hit with these subpoenas, after she received the subpoenas, somewhere in the neighborhood of, we're saying, 35,000 emails get erased. Her chiefs of staff or the key people for working for her take the Fifth Amendment. I mean, what does that tell
right.
you? That's like the mafia, for God's sake. I mean,
well, and the FBI protected them. Why did the FBI give them, protection? And what did we get out of it? What did the people? What did the issue of truth? What did it get out of it? Nothing. We got some broken up, laptop computers, phones. I mean, she said she only had one or two. We find out, 13, 15 phones or something? I mean,
that's
just
right. Which were smashed by hammers, which they admit doing. I mean, does this not bespeak a guilty conscience or a guilty mindset?
Yeah.
I mean,
and let's not even talk about Bleach Bit, right?
Yeah, really. Really. It's just incredible. And people don't hold her to account for this. I mean,
Jeffrey, maybe the people will. Maybe they're just laying back and they're waiting till Election Day. Maybe there will be a resounding shout, and what you will hear is one big humongous plug being pulled out of the swamp. I mean, Nancy Pelosi said it's time to drain the swamp, and better words could never come from anyone but her. And, of course, that seems to be the order of the day. So maybe we'll hear on the evening of November the 8th, the big universal plug of the swamp being pulled, huh? We can only hope.
Yeah, I hope that's true.
I'm right with you.
As you've heard, no less a left-wing nut than Michael Moore is predicting that Trump's going to win.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Kraft Heinz. When we think of fall, we think of indulging in rich and flavorful meals, sides, drinks, and desserts. But as the temperatures drop and the holidays approach, our busy calendars begin filling up, leaving us with little time to think about preparing dinner. The solution? Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Stovetop Stuffing Mix has been America's favorite stuffing for more than 40 years. If it's not Stovetop, it's not Thanksgiving. For stress-free stuffing, choose Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Each box contains everything you need, including vegetables, seasonings, herbs, spices, and breadcrumbs packed with flavor. Unlike traditional stuffing, stovetop stuffing mix can be prepared on the stove, in a pot, or even in the microwave. It's perfect for sharing with the whole family. Talk about your perfect side. It's ready for the table in just 5 minutes. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit craftrecipes.com/stovetop.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
All my dreams will a lowrider. The lowrider is a little higher.
With the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. World Series is all set, huh? Tomorrow night, first game, the Chicago Cubs and the Cleveland Indians. It'll be a battle royale, to say the least. So looking forward to that as the World Series gets underway. I mean, this is what the fall season is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Why not? And meanwhile, we have some serious things to take care of, and especially when it comes to our health care. You know, all of a sudden, 25 million more people have health care. This has been a question I've had from day one. You know, supposedly there was a 30 million people who didn't have health care in America. This is what justified Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, which we're realizing now is not quite as affordable, especially as the years go by and we're looking at open enrollment coming up in November. So you're going to hear a big scream across America as people realize what they're in for in this next year. Thank you very much, Obamacare. Dr. Tamsin Rosenwasser is with us. She earned her MD from Washington University in St. Louis, board certified in internal medicine and dermatology, has practiced emergency medicine, a member and former president of AAPS. Dr. Rosenwasser, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Hey, and thank you for bringing this up, because this has been the question I've had forever. You know, was about that 30 million. How many of those people, those 30 million, didn't have it? How many have it now to where we could at least say Obamacare serves some good? But what I'm sensing, and that mainstream America is sensing, is that people that could work the system have worked it, and it's done well for them. I mean, basically, we put them into Medicare, and somehow the government wants to take credit for that.
Well, there was no problem when Medicare first went in 1965. I think it was 80-something percent of people had real medical insurance, not just prepaid, quote, health care. And there is medical care for people without insurance even today. There's the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act, which says that anyone who comes to an emergency room has to be taken care of.
Right.
And I myself have done lots of charity work for people in my life. You know, medical insurance doesn't equal medical care, and a card does not equal medical care either.
Mm-hmm.
There's no lack of medical care in the United States of America, although we are taking better care of illegal aliens than we are of our own veterans.
I mean, you know, say that again, because I don't think people, you know, because everything that they've been warned about that was going to happen with illegals is happening right under our noses, and people are kind of in denial about this, Dr. Rosenwasser. They think, oh, no, our government wouldn't do that to us. They wouldn't defer the people's money to take care of people who have no right to it.
They will. They will do so. There are illegal aliens. In fact, a lot of people come over the border just to have their baby here because of birthright citizenship, which is not what the 14th Amendment ever intended, just to be parenthetical there. But the veterans, I started my internship at the Veterans Administration in St. Louis, and it is just awful what the veterans are expected to put up with. The waiting times are a lot longer than 9 days in a lot of cases, and the equipment is lousy. The tables don't go up and down. There's no privacy for the men. It's terrible.
And, of course, the hotbed of all this, which ignited it, was in Arizona, and they're reporting it hasn't even gotten better. If anything, it's gotten worse there. So it's kind of ironic. I mean, people, you know, you had a director that was fired. Some people were put on time out for a while. But that's about it, because that's the way the government works, and the unions make sure that it continues to work that way.
Yes, they do. And, I mean, another bedrock fact about Medicaid and Medicare is that if you say something's free, then there will be an increased demand for it. I mean, if the best restaurant in town said, if you're hungry, we'll give you free food, people would show up in droves.
They're lined up at the door.
Hungry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
When I was in the emergency room, I took care of more people who were sick because of smoking, booze, illegal drugs, violence, and bad sex decisions than anything else. And just about all of that was totally preventable. It's a matter of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
If people behaved well, in their own best interest, I might add, and took responsibility for themselves, I would not have seen probably maybe as many as 2 out of every 3 patients I've seen in my entire life.
Right. Well, this is a thing that we need to reconnect with, Dr. Rosenwasser, because, you know, when you take away responsibility and now you start promoting an enablement class, that's what we have. We have an enablement class of people, illegal and legal, that look to big government to continue to provide, because this is what they've been trained to do.
That's right. And like I say, a card does not mean medical care, but why the reason Bill Clinton said that 25 million more people have health care, but the premiums are rising, is because he does want what his wife failed to get in 1993-94, and that is a single-payer plan where the government will have control over your life. And I will point out that government has killed more people in the 20th century than heart disease, cancer, and a whole bunch of other stuff combined, and it was official government policy of governments to murder their own citizens in Nazi Germany, China, the USSR.
Mm-hmm.
Government is dangerous, and when it has control of your medical care, believe me, you are in trouble. You know, cows are taken care of by veterinarians,
right,
and they're fed and vaccinated until a day when they get on a truck, and they never return.
Right. Well, I guess that's what we're waiting for here in America, is for us to board the truck, right? They've boarded them before, and we're talking about what happened in Germany, and suddenly they were deemed unnecessary, redundant. And at the very base of all this, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that people need to wake up to, Dr. Rosenwasser, because they're not, you know, somehow, again, they do not see the perniciousness of the government in much the same way that Hitler's Germany didn't see it.
Exactly. And another thing, when Hillary Clinton at the third debate talked about abortion and women's health care, and the government shouldn't be deciding on women's health care as far as abortion's concerned, what about deciding on it for everybody else as far as everything's concerned?
Exactly.
And as a physician, you know, I will say that very few abortions are done because of danger to the mother to begin with.
Well, less than 2%.
And especially not toward the end of a pregnancy when a baby could be delivered by cesarean section. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I have talked to many women who have had abortions and are suffering terribly in a mental sense. They were pressured into abortion. They were young. They were frantic. They didn't know what to do. They made a wrong decision, and they spent the rest of their life regretting it, some of them weeping in the office in their 70s.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you, the women I've spoken with that are very frank, they could tell you exactly how old that child would have been. And you sense the heartbreak that comes out. This is the stuff that is hidden. And, you know, the millennials are dealing with it. Of course, they're able to kind of dodge some of this with the new technology, the abortifacient drugs that are available today. But for those moms that have carried children, you know, for any length of time that they realized there was something living inside of them and aborted those children, like you say, you know, they're in your office, they're in tears. And what do you do? I mean, we have been part of a government that's kind of given its endorsement to this. And then you have Hillary Clinton out there just saying, well, this is a woman's right. But what I'm saying, doctor, is that one day we've got to reconcile the men's part in this, because men have been invalidated. And I believe that's the silent scream getting ready to be heard yet, is when the men finally break down and say, look, you know, my son, my daughter was murdered to abortion and I had no say in this.
That's
absolutely
exactly right. That's true. Of course, I mean, there's more complexity to it also, because the men were also responsible for, in many cases, a child being conceived out of wedlock, which is just seems to be A-okay with everyone.
Right.
And children need fathers desperately. But it is true that, you know, the father has no say whatsoever. It's considered the woman's body. But what about the independent body inside her?
That's right. Yeah, that couldn't have happened without the father participating, regardless of the circumstances. And in some cases, yes, you know, it could be a couple with an unplanned pregnancy. I mean, they're down to the point to where, well, it was the wrong sex, so I decided just to abort the child. I could dispose of that child because it wasn't the right sex. Amazing today. And doctors are put in a very precarious situation. I can tell you that with my new grandson that was born in August, my daughter and son-in-law were quite aghast when the doctor had offered the option of abortion for this child, because they knew that he had a hole in his heart. And that meant there could have been any kind of complications. Thank God, so far, a minimal amount of complications. But they were posed with the proposition of having young Jackson aborted. And they said, absolutely not. And I told my daughter, I said, well, this is what's happened in the 21st century medicine. The doctors have to offer, you know, what are the options? If they don't explain the options, then they become liable, right?
Well, there is that problem, but I mean, I think, you know, you do what's right regardless.
Exactly.
And
well, the kids chose right. They said they're in it for the right reasons and for the long haul. And Jackson is alive and well by the grace of God. We appreciate it. Dr. Tamsin Rosenwasser has been with us. Thank you.
My name is Lean. I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.